Today we're hearing from some of the cartoonists featured in the new collection, The Complete Cartoons of the New Yorker. Bruce Eric Kaplan signs his cartoons with his initials BEK. His work has been featured in the New Yorker for over 10 years. Kaplan has also written for the TV shows Sybil, Seinfeld, and 6 Feet Under, where he's now an executive producer. I spoke with him earlier this year after the publication of his book, This is a Bad Time. It collects his cartoons from The New Yorker and other publications, including The Boston Globe and L.A. Weekly. I asked Kaplan to describe one of the cartoons in his book.
This is a chicken talking to a bird in a farm set, in a barn-like setting, and the chicken's saying, "Sometimes I get so bored with myself, I can barely make it to doodle-doo."
Where did that come? What made you think about that?
Oh, come on, please. You can't make it to doodle-doo some mornings.
But
I
wouldn't have thought of the chicken. I just would have thought
about
myself.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, it's like a whole language, the world of cartoons. I mean, that there's images, classic ones, like the people crawling in the desert or the people on the deserted island. But, you know, there's a whole... Is it lexicon? Is that using the word correctly?
Sure.
Of just images and worlds that you can sort of take your thoughts and plug them into. Like, a farm setting is a wonderful one, I think. I love farms. I love, not that I've ever been to one, but I love drawing them.
You mentioned desert. You have a great one of two people crawling across the desert.
Right.
Can you describe it?
Sure. It's a woman and man crawling in a desert, looking obviously starving and thirsty, and the woman turns to the man and says, "This isn't really about water, it's about what's going on between us," you know, as if they've been arguing.
Yeah. Now, how did you start drawing cartoons? What made you think, this is something I can do?
I just always drew little people. Like, you know, when I was talking on the phone or when I was drawing, I mean, when I was watching TV, I would always draw little people, little men and little women, you know, going about their business. I actually think some holding cocktail glasses the way that I still do for New Yorker cartoons. I mean, I always loved the New Yorker. I was very passionate about Charles Adams. I was definitely, like, very Charles Adams focused as a child and would, you know, take his stuff out of the library constantly. You know, all the time. I just said this the other day. So when I was taking out his books, like, all the time from the library, like, you know, every 2 weeks. I don't know why someone just didn't give me one, but they didn't.
What came first, writing for television or cartooning?
They actually came at the same time. What happened was I had been trying to write for television and not succeeding at it, and I thought, like, oh, I don't remember how it came to me, but I thought, like, I could be a New Yorker cartoonist. One day it was just like, yes, that I could do. You know, I'm not succeeding at this other thing, but this one I can do. So I, like, you know, read in the library, like, I got a book out, How to Be a Cartoonist, and it said there was an art meeting once a week, and I started submitting. You know, I did 10 drawings and sent them off with a self-addressed envelope, like the book in the library told me to do, and I was, you know, of course, like everything I did at the time, I was sure they were going to buy all 10 drawings. And I just sat there in my apartment and I, you know, drew my next group so I wouldn't miss next week's meeting and sent that off. And then my first envelope came back with a rejection letter and I was so shocked. I couldn't believe it. It was this form rejection letter. I thought, like, you know, I'd sent them these brilliant things, I thought. And so I just, you know, assumed they had made a mistake on some level and that they were going to buy some of the second group. So I started working on my third group, and then, you know, of course, needless to say, I got my envelope back, the second group, and anyhow, it was a compulsion by this time, and I actually spent a few years sending, you know, 10, 15, 20 cartoons every week. I never missed an art meeting for a few years, and so now I was also concurrently trying to be a sitcom writer and failing at both. So then, a few years into it, my friend Kenny had hired me for the Emmy Awards, and I came back from work one day, and instead of my self-addressed envelope, there was a FedEx from The New Yorker, and I just cried. I mean, because I knew something was happening, obviously, and I opened it up, and it was an acceptance letter, you know, and it was such a big deal. It was just like, I would get these little tiny, they're not even 8.5 by 11, they're like note card rejection letters that are no signature. It was like sending these off into a void. So the idea that finally someone, you know, had read them. I mean, I would write cover letters that said, like, cursing at them, saying, here are, you know, 10 bleeping cartoons that any other bleeping magazine would publish except for you, because I figured no one, it didn't feel like anyone was actually reading these cartoons. It just felt like they would open them up and put them in my self-addressed envelope and send them back to me. When I got the FedEx, the first line was, "I know you think we haven't been reading your stuff, but we have, and here are these cartoons. We'd like you to draw, you know, revise them." And then that led to a new world of horror, because revising, I thought I was drawing these perfect things. I had no idea I was supposed to be revising these images.
What kind of revisions did they ask for?
Oh, God, it's embarrassing now, but I mean, he said, you know, I had no idea. I really did, you know, this is how I was in my 20s. I thought, these are perfect. So I called him up. It was Lee Lorenz, the art editor at the time, and I said, "Hi, I'm Bruce Kaplan. I'm excited to do these revisions, but what should I change?" And he said, "Well, you see the table in that picture? It doesn't look like a table. You know, a table should have four legs." It was like that type of thing. So he would tell me, you know, things in my drawings that just really weren't cutting it.
Here's a cartoon that I figure relates to writing in some way. Someone's driving in a car along a big deserted strip of highway and passes a billboard, and the billboard says, "Your own tedious thoughts, next 200 miles." And I don't know, to me that's not only about just kind of having to be alone for a long time on a deserted highway or alone any place like that. I just have a feeling, too, that for you as a writer, maybe it feels that way sometimes, that you have a dry spell and
it's never not a dry spell for me. I'm one of those writers who, you know, moans in agony, or cartoonists constantly, you know, why are there no good ideas? You know, I despise myself. It's always the same thought going on in my head.
So what do you do to kind of break the dry spell when you're feeling that way? Sit there and hope for the best.
Sometimes it helps to go through the negative emotions in terms of, to do a drawing about hating oneself or about, you know, not having any ideas. And maybe that drawing will be great or not, but then it'll be exercised a little bit, and then you'll think about something else that's on your mind, and that will, you know, you'll move forward. I mean, gradually, it's always like a trick to just lose yourself in the process, and if you have faith, then you can. That's my opinion.
Bruce Eric Kaplan is a New Yorker cartoonist whose work is in the new book, The Complete Cartoons of the New Yorker. He's also an executive producer of 6 Feet Under.